You ready?
I guess.
I think we're gonna talk like this, so it might be easier.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Okay. Your name?
My name is Fran Gannett.
Okay. When were you born? I was gonna ask you how old you are, but I'm gonna say when were you born?
1957.
Wow. In Minnesota?
Oh. No, in northern Michigan.
Wow.
Upper Peninsula.
What was like your childhood like?
I don't know. In a lot of ways, it was idyllic. I like to compare it to my children's childhood. And whereas at 4 years old, if I knew that another four-year-old lived across the street,
yeah.
I could walk across the street and bang on the door because I couldn't reach the doorbell. And shout Tommy, and my buddy Tommy would come out and we could play.
At 4 years old.
And with my kids, I wouldn't. I mean, there's 7-10 steps there that would not happen. It's like two adults have to talk and one adult has to deliver and hand off a 4, 6, even 12-year-old maybe.
Yeah. So were you a teacher? Did you always know you wanted to be a teacher?
No. The two things I knew when I graduated high school was that I didn't want to stay in my hometown because most people from my hometown would graduate and get married within 2 years and work at one of two factories in town and start having kids before they're 20. And the two things I knew were that I did not want to do that. And I did not want to be a teacher.
That was the two things.
Those were the two things. And somewhere about sophomore year, when the idea went from being teacher in general to being a French teacher, I thought, oh, I could do that.
Oh.
I enjoyed my French classes. I've always loved languages. And so.
How did you learn French?
High school and college and. And in college, my junior year was in Paris, and that's where I really learned. I mean, I had a base when I went over there.
You chose French. Like, what attracted you to the French
language? It's kind of hard to describe. I like the sound. I like languages in general, and I chose to study French because I had to pick one. And I guess my roots a long time ago were French, and that kind of made sense.
Yeah.
And I had aunts and uncles that I spoke French. I later discovered they spoke. It's like way out in the country, Canadian French.
It's a different dialect.
It's a way different dialect. It's like talking to somebody from Appalachia when you've learned how to speak the King's English in London.
Wow.
And so,
completely different.
Right, we could converse for a while and then there would be some word that they would get to where the pronunciation was so far off from what I'd learned.
Yeah.
I didn't know like who my Uncle Gerard was.
Yeah.
Gerard. And I would have said Gerard for my Uncle Jerry, that kind of thing.
Wow. How's it different, like teaching language versus learning it yourself?
Well, the similarity is the teacher's enthusiasm has to be there. Because when I'm learning it, I'm very enthusiastic because I love it. So I'm hoping some combination of the fact that they need 2 years to graduate and the fact that I love the language and the fact that if I find out what my students are interested in, I can use that as a hook to get students interested. And so learning it is much more interesting because when you're teaching, you're the only person in the room that really knows the language.
Right.
And so my French isn't going to improve at all in that situation.
Yeah.
But as a student, my French can only improve because everybody in the classroom is about my level and the teacher's is even better.
It's amazing. I know French is a more descriptive language than English. Is that correct?
I would not say descriptive. It's better for emotions.
Yeah.
Emotions and politics, French is much better.
Politics?
Right, because it's vague.
Oh.
The example I always use is je t'aime, can be translated as I love you or I like you.
Oh.
And you don't have to specify which you're using it as.
Wow.
English is much better for anything technical.
Yeah.
You put the screw into the slot and you turn it clockwise and it's all very concrete. Which doesn't work for emotions because English wants to pin it down. It's like, did you say you love me or you are in love with me?
Tell me.
Yeah, tell me now.
True. That is so true. We're seeking clarity with all the people about poetry.
Right.
Wow, that's amazing. Did you end up, I don't know if a lot of people fall in love with French people. Did you end up falling in love at any point with a French person?
This is going to be public.
No, if you want me not to put this part,
I think
keep it private if you want.
I think I'll skip that question if I can.
I love it. You feel free. Always.
Right.
No, I love it. Okay, so
I fell in love with France, and there's a saying in France that you should go to Paris three times. Once when you're young and in love, once when you're old and in love, and once when you have some money to spend and can really enjoy all that goes around.
Have you been able to do all three? Or?
Yes, I have.
Oh, beautiful. That makes me happy. Very
exciting. Yeah.
So all the years you've been teaching, and I don't know if you guys have to go, but I'll wrap it up with this one.
All right.
All the years you've been teaching, what's like your main takeaway from witnessing that process of learning and growth?
The main takeaway is... I'd come up with two.
Mm.
One is find something to hook the student's interest. Because if a student is, most kids are interested in something, whether it's music or sports or dance or math or something. And so you use that to stimulate their interest in French. And the other kind of an offshoot to that is present the same material in as many different ways as you can, because each kid's mind works a little differently. And what works for one kid might not work for another. There are some kids out there, it doesn't matter how you present it, they're just going to get it. And there are others that they'll see it this way, they'll see it written, they'll hear it, whatever works for them.
You gotta diversify your methods.
Right.
And do it over. I love that.
Right, because you can't just tell somebody the words and the structure and have them know it. They have to find a way to practice it. And so the more different ways they can practice it, the less boring it'll be, you know?
Yeah. I love that. That's so important, so vital.
Mm-hmm.
Can you end it by saying something in French?
OK, je suis très content d'être ici pour cette interview, ici à la Galerie Somal.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right.
I love when people take time to tell me the story, so thank you so much.
All right, you're very welcome.
Hope you have a good day.
Okay.